So today we invite you to notice that, of course, you are in the right place at the right time in the right way with the right people. And let us be very clear about what that means. Whoever you are in relationship with, starting with yourself, but we'll put that aside for the moment, and continuing with your parents, your children, your beloved, your siblings, your other family members, your friends, your colleagues, your school chums, and particularly the butchers, the bakers, and the candlestick makers. All of these people are the right people for you right here and right now. Let us be very, very, very clear about that. You have at this time, in this moment, in this way, something wonderful and something amazing that is happening for you, if you will notice. All is well. That is absolutely positively the case when it comes to the notion of who you are. And as good as everything is, it's only getting better. That is the current state of all of your relationships. Now, let's talk about your romantic relationship. Metaphysically speaking, you are the only one here. Now, to your personality, which has developed a keen sense of you as distinct from others, this is outrageous. How can I be the only one here? I would be all alone. This would hurt me if that was the case. But if you'll notice that even the protests that you make point to your idea of separation, even the more sort of, abstract, but also wanting to be as empathetic as possible, where you say, but what about these other people? How can they be all alone? I know I have my parents, my children, my friends, my family, my colleagues, my butchers, my bakers, my candlestick makers. I have all these people in my life. I know I'm not alone, whatever these stupid ghosts say. But what about these people who sit alone in their houses or in their caves or in their cars? What about these people who walk up and down the streets and have nowhere to live? Are they alone? Well, the truth is that all of these people are your creation, including the people walking up and down the street. Now, they're not who you think they are, you see. You blame yourself, or you think that we are blaming you for having people in your world that should not be suffering, but everyone in your world is suffering. And then, of course, no one in your world is suffering. Both of those statements are absolutely true. They're true to the fact in the first case, and true to the metaphysics in the second case. No one is suffering is a metaphysical absolute. Everyone is suffering is a factual absolute. Facts and metaphysics, they don't match. They're not supposed to match. Facts are an illusion that you're creating in your own mind as you're having this hologram of a reality that is not real. It is temporary, it is evolving, it is changing. It's just a projection of ideas upon a screen that you can conceive using your body. But you see, your body is the thing that is the most illusory of all. It's a temporary device that you've created that's more like a glove than anything else. It's something that you use in order to walk around in this amazing, magical, quite powerful place that you inhabit. And if you decide that alignment with yourself, for example, and you've all heard this 1,000 times, but if alignment with yourself is more important than anything else, then the notion of suffering begins to fall away. It doesn't mean that there isn't pain, and it certainly doesn't mean that there isn't contrast, because both of those things will probably stick around for quite some time, if not forever, in terms of your physical experience. But pain need not cause suffering, and you do not have to fix the cause of suffering, because to fix the cause of suffering is to perpetuate the suffering. That's just a metaphysical truth. The bottom line is that you are alone, but you are not alone. You are one with all that is. And all that is what you are, for you are one with it. You are unconditional love in expression. And this physical reality is a dream that you're having, and it's an amazing dream. It's a wonderful dream. It's a powerful dream. You believe that you are alone in this dream. If we say you're alone, you think that we mean that you are by yourself, but you're not by yourself. You're surrounded by your creation. And being surrounded by your creation is not the same thing as like a child who's sitting in a room filled with toys, inanimate objects that just sit there and look at it. That's not the same thing. You live in a vibrant universe where oceans roil and clouds gather and storms crash and earthquakes move the ground and volcanoes explode and asteroids hurtle through the sky, causing bright lights to shine in the middle of the night. You live in a place that is teeming with population, as far as you know. This magical reality is yours, and it is quite magical. Just because you don't always tune into that doesn't mean it's not, because it is. This is a magical, magical place that you inhabit, and the magic all arises from you. Now, this is all metaphysics, and it's a rather detached metaphysics. In other words, it doesn't really take into consideration the fact that you did create this body that you have. It is your creation. It is magical. It does its job, and it does it powerfully. You can take what you have in this physical reality and turn it to your benefit by just tapping in to what does benefit you, in fact. And what does benefit you is the awareness that you are in the right place at the right time with the right people. And just because we sit here sort of on our lofty cloud and we say, but these people are not real, doesn't mean that they aren't real to you, because they are. Every relationship that you have has a meaning, and it has the meaning that you've given it. Once you are aware of the fact that you are giving the relationship the meaning that it has, then you can change your mind about what it means if you don't like what you're having. That's where all your power is. You're not to blame for how things are going. In fact, the past, what is happening to other people, things that are happening over there have nothing really to do with you. The only thing you know is what you directly interact with, and that's physical in nature, and it's powerful. And we highly recommend that you decide that you are in the right place at the right time with the right people right here and right now, and that that is, in fact, the way that it is. You're here, and it's good. It's magical, and it's wondrous. And as amazing and delicious and delightful as it is, it's only getting better, like that. So today we invite you to think about your metaphysical romance. The person you're in love with, of course, is you. And that's where all of these relationships arise from. But if you try to think of that in physical terms, it's not going to make any sense. So we start with what you have, which is a whole lot of people. There are all these people, people you knew, people you know, people you haven't met yet. They all arise and they come to you because you call them. It's really that simple. Your metaphysical romance is the love that you have for all that you have created, but you have a very particular way of wanting to express that adoration, appreciation, affection, and esteem with one or maybe two or possibly three particular people, maybe more, but we'll stick to one for the time being and just for the ease of this conversation. So there's one person either you know you're sleeping with in a double bed, or you haven't met yet. And you're sleeping single in a double bed. And however that works, however it is now, is fine. Putting your attention on how it feels to have this experience is what we do recommend. You're in the right place at the right time, in the right way right now, and these people are happening for you. You're here. And it's good. Something wonderful, something delicious, something delightful is taking place here, and it's all quite amazing. You have, at this moment, at this time, in this way, the right thing going on. Everything is working for you. Everything is working on your behalf and to your benefit, and it's quite amazing. We suggest that you give yourself the gift of this awareness. We suggest that you pay attention to what this actually means. And we suggest that you notice that you are in this right place at this right time in this right way right now. We suggest that you give yourself the gift of this awareness and really let yourself feel it. Let yourself know that that is in fact the case. Let yourself know that this is quite wonderful and quite magical. today, here, right at this time, at this place, in this moment, all is well. You have what you're wanting. It's working out for you. And it's good. It isn't your job, nor will it ever be your job, to figure out what to do here. It's your job right now to pay attention to what feels better. And give yourself the gift of that. And know that this is the time, and this is the place, and all of these things are working out for you quite wonderfully, quite amazingly. You start here, and you begin to look at your beloved, wherever they may be, whether they're sitting right next to you, or simply, quite powerfully, are images in your mind. And remember, the person sitting next to you is also an image in your mind. So this idea that there's someone that you are in relationship that you haven't met yet actually applies to everyone, because unless your beloved is sitting next to you right at this moment, you haven't met them. And if you blink, you're going to meet someone new, because no one, no thing is ever the same thing twice. You close your eyes and everything changes. So we say all of this to sort of complete the basis of our metaphysical romance conversation. These are the basics. This is the place that we begin from. This is where our understanding rises. And when we say understanding for us, what we mean is our comprehension of the truth of what is happening because of who you are, the magnificent, powerful, wonderful creator who has come to the table very specifically for this wonder, for this delight, for this magic, and is having a delicious, delightful, wonderful time indeed.